The English travel writer Patrick Leigh Fermor was a true Renaissance man. He came to fame for his travel writings but from the 1950s onwards, but he was also a decorated war hero, spoke several languages and had wide interests in many other areas of studies. The historian Artemis Cooper has just written a biography of Fermor. Declan Burke has been reading it for us. Declan, Fermor himself, first of all, he's almost like a fictional character. You couldn't make up the sort of life he had.
Yeah, when I was writing about this, I pointed out that if you picked it up not realising it was a biography and thought it was a novel, you'd put it down and say, no, this is all a bit too improbable. I came to Patrick Leigh Fermor kind of in a roundabout way in that I had read Anthony Beevor's, who is Artemis Cooper's husband, his account of Crete and the invasion of Crete during the Second World War. And the resistance afterwards, and Patrick Leigh Fermor played a big part in organising the resistance behind the lines. He lived on Crete for the best part of 2 or 3 years, and then masterminded this operation to abduct a German general, which was a big propaganda coup, and it was turned into a film, Ilmep by Moonlight. He was played by Dirk Bogarde, etc.
Fermor was played by Dirk Bogarde.
Indeed, and I thought he sounded like an interesting guy, and then he's a travel writer too, so I started reading the books, A Time of Gifts. We'll talk about that in a minute, but then realises a whole new dimension to this man's life. And then you realise he's like an onion. Once you start peeling back the layers, he was just a fascinating character. Well,
give us a sense of just how colourful the life was. References made to Lord Byron at different points along the way.
In Italy, in Greece particularly, his name is still hugely revered in Greece, where he's referred to as Michele, because that was his name as an undercover agent during the war. And he has become conflated with Lord Byron, who also, you know, who went to Greece and gave his life in the service of Greek freedom. As a young boy, he had huge problems with education. He didn't knuckle down to the kind of schooling he was being offered. He was fascinated with literature and poetry and geography and history. And at the age of 18, he just decided I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to walk from the Hook of Holland to Istanbul, which is not the normal kind of thing an 18-year-old would do at any time. But this is 1939, as fascism was, the clouds were gathering over Europe, etc. But to walk that kind of distance, and not just walk it and note about, you know, the beautiful scenery, etc. There were affairs with Hungarian countesses, there were cavalry charges, he would sleep in a hayrick one night, a castle the next night. It was a fabulous experience, told so far in 2 books, and Artemis Cooper is currently editing the third volume.
Segment 1.
The English travel writer Patrick Leigh Fermor was a true Renaissance man. He came to fame for his travel writings but from the 1950s onwards, but he was also a decorated war hero, spoke several languages and had wide interests in many other areas of studies. The historian Artemis Cooper has just written a biography of Fermor. Declan Burke has been reading it for us. Declan, Fermor himself, first of all, he's almost like a fictional character. You couldn't make up the sort of life he had.
Yeah, when I was writing about this, I pointed out that if you picked it up not realising it was a biography and thought it was a novel, you'd put it down and say, no, this is all a bit too improbable.
Segment 2.
I came to Patrick Leigh Fermor kind of in a roundabout way in that I had read Anthony Beevor's, who is Artemis Cooper's husband, his account of Crete and the invasion of Crete during the Second World War and the resistance afterwards. And Patrick Leigh Fermor played a big part in organising the resistance behind the lines. He lived on Crete for the best part of 2 or 3 years, and then masterminded this operation to abduct a German general, which was a big propaganda coup, and it was turned into a film, Ilmep by Moonlight. He was played by Dirk Bogarde, etc.
Fermor was played by Dirk Bogarde.
Indeed, and I thought he sounded like an interesting guy, and then he's a travel writer too, so I started reading the books, A Time of Gifts. We'll talk about that in a minute, but then realises a whole new dimension to this man's life, and then you realise he's like an onion. Once you start peeling back the layers, he was just a fascinating character.
Segment 3.
Give us a sense of just how colourful the light was, or the life was, rather. References made to Lord Byron at different points along the way.
In Italy, in Greece particularly, his and his name is still hugely revered in Greece, where he's referred to as Michele, because that was his name as an undercover agent during the war. And he has become conflated with Lord Byron, who also, you know, who went to Greece and gave his life in the service of Greek freedom.
Segment 4.
I mean, at the age, as a young boy, he had huge problems with education. He didn't knuckle down to the kind of schooling he was being offered. He was fascinated with literature and poetry and geography and history. And at the age of 18, he just decided to, I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to walk from the Hook of Holland to Istanbul, which is not the normal kind of thing an 18-year-old would do at any time. But this is 1939, as fascism was, the clouds were gathering over Europe, etc. But to walk that kind of distance and not just walk it and note about, the beautiful scenery, etc. There were affairs with Hungarian countesses. There were cavalry charges. There were, he would sleep in a hayrick one night, a castle the next, literally a castle the next night. It was a fabulous experience, told so far in two books. And Artemus Cooper is currently editing the third volume.